All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Evan, I'm not going to stop talking about COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I ever should. And I don't think it would be responsible.
Not until this thing's in the rearview mirror. We're looking back at it like it's a bad dream. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it is low hanging fruit, and it does affect people because they want it out of sight and out of mind. But that's not what is taking place. Never forget that over 800,000 people.
Yeah, and I believe we're closer to a million. Yeah.
Well, so do I. It's perished. And those numbers will continue to escalate and climb. And so we can never forget, where we are and what's taking place. And as long as I'm on the airwaves and this is still around, I'm never going to not talk about it.
Me and you both, buddy. I'm here.
All right, so let me do this, man. Here's an article, man, that is angering some people. Ron Klain is the White House chief of staff, and he was sharing an op-ed that said 2021 wasn't all bad.
Okay.
And it clearly has driven Republicans. I was going to say driven Republicans, batty, but they're already that. So
just a little.
It you sit back and you think of the negative things, all the negative things that are happening right now. But if you look at some of the positive things that have taken place, and where is my article?
Yeah, I'll need a reminder, man.
Okay. Where is my article? I'll tell you, man, it here it is. Let's talk about some of the positive things that have occurred thus far. Unemployment rate 4.2%, and total wages, including extra hours of work, are slightly outpacing inflation. The U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan early this year was painful and politically costly for Biden, but he wrote that there was no good ending after 20 years of war, that it cost $2 trillion and thousands of lives. Klain's retweet came at a time when the U.S. is grappling with the Omicron variant, which is sending COVID cases soaring across the country. The country has recorded more than 800,000 COVID deaths. But here's some of the positive things, man, that are taking place. The per capita income is rising.
Yeah,
less people in poverty. And certainly it has to do with part of the Build Back Better plan that is in place. The 5% inflation rate is troublesome, but there are people who can quit jobs that have been slave driving jobs and now move on to better opportunities that exists, paying them a higher wage.
And that inflation is kind of a loaded word these days. We're seeing, the wealthiest, most profitable companies in the entire world taking this opportunity to increase their profits more by saying, oh, inflation, everything, it's prices going up. We got to charge more.
Well, and the number one thing out of all the other things that you can talk about and we can talk about that are better, Donald Trump hasn't been president for 340 days.
Damn right.
So you can look at all those other things that we are talking about, and the number one best thing that ever happened is is Donald Trump is out of office. And so we've got to just be thankful for that. You know, it's easy to say, well, you know, that's not good enough, Earl. But that alone, you know, man.
I feel it every day. And I mean that, Earl. I do. That was a rough 4 years. I sort of came into my political being after his election, you know, in 2016. It dawned on me over the course of about 9 months how much trouble we were in. And I'm thankful. Every day I'm thankful for that.
I'll tell you, you know, I am frustrated because of, again, they weren't able to get the Build Back Better through. Mm-hmm. But if you think about where things were and the fact that they were able to push through, even though Joe Biden did it unilaterally, the financial support for people who were at their lowest ebb and struggling in this country to eat and give people a chance to get some resources where they weren't put out on the street. I mean, there are some things, man, you know, and all of these things happening at the time that COVID had shut down the nation.
Yeah, yeah.
And the damage that could have been done was mitigated by Joe Biden and the Democrats. And if you weren't one who received a benefit, count your blessings. Because there are many people who did benefit from that.
Yeah, yeah.
Many Americans who would have been cast out on the street and would have been left alone had Joe Biden and the Democrats pushed through some of the things that they pushed through, man. You know, we can say, well, it didn't impact my life. It didn't make me better. But we're talking about a lot of people who did benefit. So I would agree that, you know, things could have been a lot worse. There are some positive things that came through. And let's not forget, Evan, he's only been in office a year. And I think the reason that we keep losing sight of that is that, 2022 is just around the corner, and what we're fearful of what may take place. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. What do you say? You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.